Peshus Marina Rabina Rabweimiger, Lila Nishmas of Klanish Kamad Remembering Melech Sukkah, Perk Alf Mishnah Alf Sukkah Shigavala Malama Esram Amma Psula, a Sukkah where the space underneath the Sukkah is higher than 20 Amos is Puzzle. It's Dafka talking about the space, the Ran says, however, if the Schach was higher than 20 Amos, but the space was less than 20 Amos, then it's Kosher. How do we know? From the Deek of the Mishnah, because it says, instead of just saying a Sukkah that's Gavoa Me Esram Amma, it says the Sukkah is Gavoa Lamala Me Esram Amma. It's higher than above 20 Amos, which means that we're talking about the space. The space cannot be higher than 20 Amos, but the Schach itself can be higher than 20 Amos. And only then is it possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir. The Gemara goes into different reasons. What's this Machloikis according to the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, as far as a Schach? Sukkah, by the way, is referring to the Schach. That's the Iker part of the Sukkah. That's what the Sukkah is. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir this. Why? So the Rav says, because, seems to be going like Rava, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah is a diras keva. It's a permanent structure. Therefore, it can be higher than 20 amos. The Tanakhama holds, based on the pasuk, when the Torah says, chag sukkos tasa lucha, and then shivas yamim, the Torah says to make a sukkah for 7 days. And a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, a person doesn't make that type of structure a temporary structure. The truth is, Taisyantiv brings the Ran, that no matter who you hold like, the Tanakhama or Rabbi Yehuda, you can technically have a permanent structure. You can have a sukkah made out of stones and permanent walls. But when the Torah says that you should make, according to the Tanakhama, a temporary sukkah for 7 days, it means that it has to be where the height of such a sukkah, it's possible to have something temporary, which would be something that's not 20 amos high. Because when you're creating something 20 amos high, the only way that you would create something like that is to specifically make it permanent. Now, the next few cases are cases where it's not kosher. V'shein gevoah sar tfachim, if it's not higher than 10 tfachim off the ground. Now, this is tfachim, not amos, so it's very low to the ground. This is not going to be kosher, because this is called the Diras Srucha. It's a place that's uninhabitable, and therefore it's possible. People don't live with quarters where the ceilings are so low. V'she'en lo shloisha tfanos, and if it doesn't have three walls are learned out from Psukim. The third wall does not have to be a complete wall. Normally a wall is 7 tfachim. A wall has to fit rosha, ruba, v'shulchano. Person's head, his body, and his table, very narrow table. Now normally you need 7 tfachim. However, the third wall doesn't even have to be 7 tfachim. So there are going to be two other cases we're going to mention here of how you have this little third wall. So you can have a board that's only 1 tefach wide. The board would then be placed less than 3 tefachim away from one of the walls. Why is that? Because there's a concept called loved. Loved means that when you have something that's less than 3 tefachim from something else, we look at it as if you fill what's in between. This is halach l'moshe misinai. Therefore, when you have a 1 tefach board and you put it less than 3 tefachim away from the wall, that's like having a 4 tefach wall. Now, that's normally not enough because we said that you need 7 tefachim. So here, what you also need to do is have a tsuras ha-pesach on the same side. Have a door frame. And that, plus having this 4 tefach wall, is enough to complete the third wall. That's one example. The other example is where you have two walls parallel to each other on two sides. And then the open space in between, if you would have a 4 tefach wide plank board, and this board is less than 3 tefachim away from a wall, so that makes 7 tefachim. The 4 tefach board plus the space of less than 3 where we say love it, it's filled up. Now you have 7 tefachim. That's a bona fide wall. Here the Rav actually does not speak about needing a tzuras ha-pesach in this case. I believe other mefarshim say that you do need it. According to the Rav, it seems you do not. Having something like this, although it's not three walls that are right next to each other, this works. So when the sunlight is greater than shade, this is sounds like, according to the Rav, it's talking about when you would look on the floor of the sukkah, you would see that the sunlight is more sunlight than shade, I guess with the shadows. But if it was the same, where you'd see that the shade is the same as the sunlight, then it's kosher, even if it's exactly the same, because there I know that the schach on top, the ceiling, has created more shade than sunlight. That's the ikker, to know that the ceiling, the schach, is creating more shade than sunlight. And the reason I know that is because the way light works, when it comes through something, it always spreads, like the Rav explains. So when it's the same shear on the bottom, I know that on top, there's definitely more shade and that the sunlight spread a little bit and it's only half on the floor, but it must be more shade on top. All these cases, psula. Next case, sukkah yeshana, an older sukkah, beshamay poison, beshal machshir, and beshamay pasal is a sukkah yeshana, beshal machshir is a sukkah yeshana. Vezu sikkah yeshana, what is an old sukkah? Kol shasa kodem l'chag shloshim yom, any sukkah that's made before chaga, sukkah is 30 days. What's going on here? So the Rav says, beshamay holds that a person who makes a sukkah has to do it l'shem sukkahs. And a guy that builds a sukkah any other time of the year, he just stam built it. He didn't do it l'shem sukkah. So therefore, before 30 days, no reason to assume he did it for a sukkah, and it's not kosher according to Beis Shammai. But within 30 days, since people are learning about Hilchos Sukkah, because people learn about Hilchos Yontif before 30 days before Yontif, therefore we understand, we assume, that the guy did it l'shem sukkahs. But we see, according to Beis Hill, Pashtus, that you don't need to do it l'shem sukkah, and even before 30 days, it's okay according to Beis Hill. And the Mishnah continues, Avam also l'shem chag, this sounds like only according to Beis Shammai, if you do it l'shem chag, afilu mitchilas hashana kshera. Then, since you did it l'shma, you did it l'shem sukkah, even the beginning of the year, it's kosher according to Beis Shammai. This is the way the Ran learns the Mishnah. It would come out according to Beis Hill, according to the Ran, that any time in the year, you can stam, just build a sukkah, and me'ikar adin, you don't need to do anything, you don't need a sukkah l'shma, a sukkah yeshana is kosher according to Beis Hillel. However, I believe it's Yushalmi. Others learn that even according to Beis Hillel, I think the end of the Mishnah, Aval Masal, l'shem chag, is not just according to Beis Shammai, but even according to Beis Hillel, you should still do something else if you didn't do it l'shem sukkah. You should be mechadish davar by picking up some of the schach l'shem sukkah. At least l'chatchila, you should pick it up before sukkahs. Just to be mechadish davar, that you're doing it l'shem sukkahs. Even according to Beis Hillel.